Chapter 2. Sunday. The Missing Trophy.
Ethel! Ethel!
Ethelfled needed a few seconds to realize it was her brother's voice and not the dream she was enjoying.
Ethel! Wake up!
What's up, Stan? What time is it?
It's almost 10:30. Ethel! The trophy's missing!
What trophy?
It was 10:00. It didn't feel like that. Ethelfled was sleepy.
The trophy! The football trophy! Don't you remember?
Oh, someone will find it. Leave me alone, Stan. I'm really tired.
Ethelfled put her head under the pillow and tried to go back to sleep. But 15 minutes later she got up.
That twit sat, Stan. Who cares about a stupid trophy?
She thought. She was not happy. She walked downstairs. The animals were waiting for her. Their dog Heidi, Squeaky, the cat with three legs, and Budgie the parrot. Her breakfast was on the worktop, but her dad and her brother were not there. She walked into the living room and heard some voices from the street. Moving the curtains to one side, she saw four people in front of the house. Her brother Athelstan, her dad Alfred, her neighbour Rodney, and the local police officer. PC Blake was asking Rodney some questions. Ethelfled didn't feel hungry, so she went out in her pyjamas to see what was going on. The people in Davingstock had different opinions about PC Blake. She divided the town in two. Most liked her cheerful attitude and quiet way of talking to the town's delinquents. But there were a few who wanted a stricter method. One of these was Sam the Butcher, who told his customers that she was responsible for all the town's problems. While he was cutting meat, he liked to give sermons on the standards of the police service and crime in Davingstock.